Okay, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 5 again this morning. In our last lesson, we covered Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 13. And this morning, we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14. And we're going to do that using our concordance. We're going to dissect that verse. Then once we're done with that, we're going to put it all together so we can get a fuller meaning of what that passage of Scripture is teaching us. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14 says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for this day. Thank you, God, for giving us such a beautiful winter's morning. Lord, for those of us who have lived back east, lived in cold climates, we sure know the difference between what we're experiencing today and what we could be experiencing back east somewhere. And we just thank you, God, for this beautiful climate that you give us. We thank you for this beautiful place you've given us to come and worship, to come and minister to you and be ministered to by you. And Lord, we pray now that you would find us teachable. Lord, help us to not only learn your word, but to use it, Lord, to be ambassadors for you. And we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's see here. Let's go ahead and just jump right into this. And people have their concordances ready to go. And we're going to start on this side this time. And Ron, since you've got your concordance and you've already got it open, how about looking up that the first word for our lesson today, and that's the word strong. It says, "But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age." So look up that word strong. And it doesn't have to just be Ron. Those that have a concordance, you can do that as well. We want to see what that word strong means.
Right.
And some of these words we'll know without even using a concordance, but many of them we won't know. We'll be surprised by them, or we'll need we'll get a fuller understanding by using a concordance. And just as a reminder, because we're in the New Testament, which dictionary are we using in our concordance to look up these words? Who can tell me?
The Greek
dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're looking up the word strong right now. Right, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're almost there. Yeah, it's long, isn't it? That's why you have to then go to the reference, Hebrews 5:14. But it helps you to narrow it down real quick by doing that. All right. You have it yet, Ron?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Well, we'll give you another little bit here. Otherwise, we'll need to get somebody else who has it so we can move on. Strong. And then you're looking for Hebrews 5:14. Right. Let's see how you're coming along here. Well, you're an SH for one thing. You need to be at. Oh, okay. You're not even in the right place. That's why. You got to start at the beginning here. And you got to look at the word, you got to find the word strong. Just like you would in a regular dictionary. Strong.
It is.
Strong, strong, strong. Almost there. S-T-R-O-N-G. Strong. Now you got to find your references here and go all the way to the
5:14.
That's right. Hebrews 5:14. Let's see. Hebrews 5:14. 4,731.
I wish I had my stronger glasses.
Okay, so now at that point, now you go to the back to your Greek New Testament. It's got a ditto, so it's one of those. and you look up the word. Well, that's the first time I've used this one, so. It's strong. That was what, 4731, right? Okay, see how you get the numbers there?
Yeah.
So 4731. No, that's 4031. 4731.
That doesn't
fit. 4731. Okay? All right, guys. We've got it with him now. So you read what the Greek word is there. There's a phonetic guide to help you with that.
Solid, stable, steadfast, strong, sure.
Okay. So now, in the context of this verse, who can give me an indication of what that word would mean in the context of this verse here?
Was it 4781?
4731. Yeah. 4731. It's the word stereos. And it means solid, stable, steadfast, strong, sure. Those are all meanings of that word. And so in the context of this verse, which word do you think would be most appropriate to put in there? There may be more than one.
Huh? Solid.
Solid. Okay. That happens to be the one that I chose. So I totally agree with you there.
It's almost maybe a sure.
Sure?
Sure.
So, but sure something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that's definite.
Okay, but now... Okay, so we have sure and we have solid. I think when we get the next word defined, it's going to help us to really narrow it down.
Right.
But as you can see already, this takes some work. This isn't just going to happen by itself. Okay, so we have sure so far and we have solid. Any other suggestions in light of the context of what we're reading here of what that word might mean? Okay, so let's move on then. And let's get on this side, whoever gets to it first, let's look up the word meat. Because we're obviously not talking about hamburgers here, we're not talking about steak. So we need to look up what that word means. What? So meat, let's look up the word meat. Now, Ron, just like you did at the beginning, you have to go back to the beginning, you know, the front part, okay. And look up the word meat.
Okay.
And then from there you can go to the back and see what it means.
Okay.
So meat, and on that side, when you find the word meat and you see the Strong's number, just go ahead and say it.
5160.
So we can all go to it. 5160 is correct. 5160. So now you got to go to the back to your Greek dictionary. 5160. Okay, and since you found it, Jeff, why don't you give us the phonetic rendering and then give us the definitions you see there?
Trophy.
Trophy is correct.
And it means nourishment or implied rations, by implied rations.
Implication, right.
Implication of rations, food or meat.
Food or meat. Okay, so the first definition for strong that we had was solid, and then the second one we had was sure. Okay, now that combined with the definition of the word meat, which can mean nourishment, or it can also mean food, or meat, which, of course, we already see meat is there. So let's see if we can put these two together and get a good definition here. So how about solid nourishment belongs to them, so on, so on, so on. Or we can have sure what? sure nourishment, sure food. So which one makes more sense? The solid or the sure, in light of the fact that the word meat means nourishment?
Solid.
Okay. And see, that's how I came to the conclusion. I took the different meanings from the word strong. I took the different definitions from the word meat. And then I coupled them together to see what made sense. Some of them didn't make sense together. And that's how I came up with what I did. Yes.
And also, if you look at the previous verse before, it's talking about going from a baby to growing into an actual adult.
Thank you very much.
From liquid to solid food.
That is correct. That is correct. 51:60. That's exactly right. And there it is. And you should have the same. But now, are you in the New Testament?
I'm in the...
You're at... Let's see. 51:60 is... Yeah, so you're in the Old Testament. You're in the Hebrew Old Testament. You've got to see where it says Greek.
So we're going
here. It says Hebrew. Anything
really
in the New Testament is Greek.
Okay.
Anything in the Old Testament is Hebrew. It's that simple. Okay.
You need strong eyes.
His is nice. His is nice, big, clear type. Mine's an old, funny type, which is why I have Mr. Magnifier.
Oh, okay.
I use this thing every time, I'm telling you. It's using the tools that God has allowed me to have. All right, so now let's put this together so far. So, but solid nourishment belongeth to them that are of full age. So we're back on this side again. We're looking up full age. Okay, you should have at least, you got 2-3 concordances over there. Full age. Okay, so Ron, you got to go back to the front and look up full. And whoever gets it first over there, just say what the number is, and the rest of us will go to it.
So it starts off with the letter F for full?
You got it.
Okay.
And you'll actually, yeah. So you're using your phone for that?
Yeah.
Way to do it.
You're so tech.
He doesn't have a concordance there.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, I have one here as well. But this is small, and this is even smaller.
Yeah,
boy, just take it like this and just...
Well, that doesn't work on this.
Oh, okay. So I can double tap on mine and it'll expand. Okay, has anybody found the number yet?
5046.
Okay, so now we're going in the Greek New Testament to number 5046. And when you get there, give me the rendering, what the word, how you say it.
5046 is caress. Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Telios. Telios, that's right. You got your phonetic rendering right next to it. Telios. Okay, so what are the definitions there that you find?
Complete. Various applications of labor, growth, mentality, and morality.
Mental and moral character, right? Okay.
And yet, a full age man, perfect.
Okay, so full age, perfect, complete. Okay, so let's keep those thoughts in mind. So strong meat or solid nourishment belongeth to them that are of full age, but that means what again? That are complete, that are
mature.
You would use mature?
Learned.
Learned, mature, okay. All right. That's good. So now that we have that, let's move on to the word age, full age, on this side. I think you're in for a little surprise. You guys look it up as well, the word age. Come on, Carl, put a little labor in there.
That's cheating. My daughter was a little upset today going to class. She had to take her old
pocket
or her new one.
Full age.
You guys got to make it a little bit more fair for the other. Because they're using the old ones that fit too easy. And you guys are always ahead of everybody else. So stop taking your
okay. Anybody over there come up with it yet?
50-45.
50-45? Okay. Let me look that up, because that's not what I came up with. 50-46, that's what I came up with. Okay.
It's the same
word. It's what? It's the same word? Huh, the same number. Interesting. We got two different words. We have the word full and we have the word age, but yet they come from the same Greek word.
Wow.
And what did we say the first word meant? It meant what, complete or completeness?
Yeah.
Like Carl said, it meant mature, or it didn't say in there learned, but that goes without saying. If you're going to be complete or mature, you have to have learned something. So full age then, those two words combined together mean one word. And they mean complete or mature. So, strong meat or solid nourishment belongeth to them that are complete or mature. So that's where we're at so far. Okay, so let's continue on. Even those who by reason of use, so we're back on this side, the word use, let's look that up. And again, some of these you're probably going to figure out already before you look them up, but you may be surprised at what you find as well. The word use is what we're looking up now in Hebrews 5:14. Whenever you get it over there, just say what the number is.
4399. Use is for Hebrews.
But when you see 4399, are you looking up Hebrews 5:14?
Just for use. 1838.
Very good, Ron. You got it. 1838 is the word you're looking up now in your Greek dictionary in the back. Way to go, Ron.
Thanks.
That'd be a thick Bible. 1838, and you're going to be in the Greek dictionary, so you're way in the back. Are you in the Greek or are you in the Hebrew right now?
USE.
I know, it's easy to do. But see what you got right here? You got a little cheater right here. Tells you Hebrew. Do you already know you're wrong? No, you gotta go this way. Hebrew,
and then 1838 is from habit, practice, use.
Okay, so 1838, how do you say the word there?
Hexis.
Is habit, practice, or use? And of course, we already had the word use there. So which word out of those would you say would be the correct word to use here?
You could almost use habit or even practice.
Uh-huh. You could. Because practice should develop into habit, shouldn't it? Exactly. Yes. So then, so strong meat, solid nourishment, belongeth to them that are complete or mature, even those who by reason of practice or habit have their senses. Senses.
It's a counting of how many people.
Oh, senses. Oh, you're a funny guy. Now, you get that from your grandpa for sure.
Yeah.
Humor.
Funny.
Looks aren't everything.
That's right. Hey, humor will get you a lot further than looks anyway, right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Are you saying funny like ha ha or
funny? It's however you want it to be. Okay, so we're looking up the word senses.
Yes.
Wow.
Right over here. Hebrews
145. 145? Okay, so number 145 in the Greek dictionary.
145 will be.
Okay, but it's on this side. Let them say it this time, Ron. Man, you're gung ho now. You're on it now.
You know.
Is that a straight day?
Let's see. Let me get there myself. 145 is, yeah, what you said.
The state.
Again.
Because it has the TH.
Right. It's ahi straite. But then there's more to it at the end. Ahi straite rion. Aren't you glad we don't have to talk that way?
Thank goodness, Professor.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see that either until I looked at it again. So what does it mean?
From a derivative.
Derivative of 143.
Which is?
To apprehend. To perceive. Perception. Carl's got it. Say it louder, Carl. You said two words.
Dude!
But, and he didn't even hurt his mouth saying that. That's awesome. Now, how about the definitions? Because you said two words when you gave the definitions that were right on.
Oh, yeah. Judgment and senses, and then perception.
Okay, so perception and judgment. So now check this out. But solid nourishment belongeth to them that are complete or mature, even those who by practice have their senses or have their perception or judgment. Next word, this side, exercised. And Mike, it's not like what you and I do when we go to the gym either.
You're right.
Mike goes to the gym and he lifts 500 pounds and I go down and do the same thing. I lift 50 pounds.
Keep lifting up concordance, you will be
exercised. Well, actually, yeah, you do. Yeah, you can do exercise with this concordance that'll work your arms real good.
Exercise is Hebrew. Well, they have two scriptures: Hebrew 5:14 and then Hebrew.
Well, 5:14 is what we're looking for.
12:11, but they're both on 11:28.
They're both on 11:28. All right then. So 11:28 is where we're going now. This one's a little easier to say, by the way.
11:28.
So what side are we on?
11:28
says. I think it's on
this side. Go not from to practice.
Practice.
In the games,
right.
Train and exercise.
Okay, to train and exercise. Okay.
Gumnazo.
And then if you really want to sound cool, you go, Gumnazo. Oh, wait a minute, that's Italian, that's not Greek, never mind. Yeah, that's right. Greeks don't do this. Well, actually, they do, but not like Italians. I know, I lived in Italy for 3 years. When I first came back to the States, I was doing this all the time.
To train naked.
Okay, so now, with that said, do you think that's what it means, to train naked?
It says to practice naked.
I know, naked. I know, but in the context of this verse, you think it means to practice naked?
No.
Okay. But just, I know it's there.
Oh, no.
You said it. So what else could it mean then?
Just to train.
Train, okay. Yeah. Yeah, because if you go and do this naked, you're going to get a response, all right. But you might be behind bars.
Uh-huh.
I remember a friend of mine, a little boy, he would change his diaper anyways, but he ran outside and he was naked, and his daddy said, "What are you trying to do? Get yourself arrested?" You know, like that shit.
Right.
Little baby, you know.
That's right. He didn't know better.
No.
All right, so what's the consensus here? What should that word exercised mean?
Trained.
Okay?
Yes.
So continue on then. But solid nourishment belongeth to them that are complete or mature, even those who by reason of practice have their perception or judgment trained. Training takes work, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It takes mental exercise. It takes focus. It takes diligence. That's what this is talking about here. Next word, to discern, over on this side. Discern. Of course, you guys are welcome to look it up as well. Make sure they're given the right definition here. Discern is our next word. Hebrews 5:14. And when you get to the number, just say it.
Discerner, discern.
1253 is correct.
Good job.
So now go find 1253.
Yep.
Diacresis, right? That's correct. Diacresis, yes.
From diacrino.
Okay.
Judicial estimation.
Which one?
Discern or discerning disputation.
Okay. And it also says it comes from 1252, right?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, it does. That's what I was just saying. Okay.
So what else do you have there under 1252?
Also have from 1223 and 2919.
Right.
Separate when, thoroughly.
Okay.
For example, I don't know what LIT stands for. Is that literally or? Okay, and reflex.
Okay.
Draw from or by implying, impose,
Figuratively
to discriminate by implication, decide, or reflex. Hesitate, contend, make to differ or difference, discern, doubt, judge, or be partial, stagger, or waver.
All right. So this is a lot to chew on right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you hadn't even gone to the other words, which were 1223 and 2919. But I did, and we're fine staying right here.
Yeah.
Now, on your own, if you want to go through those other ones, you know, knock yourselves out.
I think you'll just be going for days and days.
Well, sometimes it takes you on a long trail. Yeah. And it's like you just have to cut it off. And what ends up giving you the discernment to cut it off is the context of the verse that you're reading. So far, we've been able to establish a lot of context. So the definition we're looking for is one that's going to fit with what we're reading right here.
Right.
So with that said, give me a couple of words that you think would fit right here, Carl.
Separate.
Okay, separate is one. How about something else? Anything else?
To decide.
Okay. Judge was one of the words I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
There's another word that I think is really key, and we'll see if anybody comes up with it.
Judge,
okay, that's been said, but that's a good one.
To discriminate.
Bam. Discriminate. Now listen to it in context. But solid nourishment belongeth to them that are complete or mature, even those who by reason of practice have their perception or judgment trained to discriminate or judge. Because discriminate, that's a very strong word. That there's a lot to that. In order to discriminate, you have to have a lot of facts. You have to make choices between things, and you have to come up with a final conclusion. There's a lot involved there. So that's why I felt that discriminate really encompassed the whole thing. But judge, making a judgment, you've got to judge one way or the other. It can't be several things. You know, it's just like with religions nowadays. They're all supposed to be good. There's good in all of them. And just take it all and put it together and we'll all be fine. No, we have to have discrimination here. And that's not discriminating as in how we normally hear it, you know. You discriminate against me. No, we need to be able to discriminate between truth and error. Thank you. And we need to be able to make a judgment. Because once we make that judgment, we need to act upon it. But that judgment and that discrimination then needs to be turned into a conviction. We have a conviction that this is God's word, this is the truth of it, and we're going to live according to it, and we're going to be a witness according to it. But if we're not sure, then we're going to listen to this voice, we're going to listen to that voice, and next thing you know, we're not going to say anything because we really don't know what the truth is. But God, through His Holy Spirit, teaches us. He gives us the truth. One, if we're His child, that's prerequisite. Without that, you're not going to get it. And if you really seek to do His will, His bidding, He'll give you the truth.
But isn't it just as evil to stay silent while sinning? I forget how it goes, but like if there's a lot of bad things going on and you don't do anything to stop it, it's just as bad as being taken
apart. It's like being a participant by being silent. That's why it's important to know the truth, so that you can be that voice. That's why I get myself in trouble at work all the time, because I'll hear these conversations, and they'll say, "What do you think?" I'm going to tell them what I think. I'm going to tell them what the Bible says. If it's something related, you know, directly where I can bring Scripture into it. So we have discriminate, we have judge. We had a couple of other inputs that were good as well, but those are the ones that I ended up settling on, and I'm not an authority. So if somebody thinks that, you know, another definition that's provided here is a little bit better, by all means, that's okay. Okay, so now we have two more words, and they're good and evil, but for sake of time, because we just got our 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the definitions that are there. It's words 2570 is for good, and the definition is valuable or virtuous. So we have our senses, our perception or judgment, trained to discriminate or judge both virtuous things or valuable things, and evil, which is word 2556, and that's worthless.
Yes.
Now, you know, when you think evil, you start thinking, you know, all kinds of weird things, but it just means worthless in this context. So we have the ability then, as we study God's word, as we become mature in Christ, we have that, we have the ability to have perception and judgment that comes from training and being in God's word to discriminate or judge things that are valuable and virtuous and things that are worthless. And so that's what we've got in this second verse, and we'll pick up with that in our next lesson, and we're going to put both verses together and get the full meaning of it, as well as a verse that we did earlier. Yes, Ron.
So good is 2570 and evil is 2556?
That is correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you can go and look those up on your own and see what else you see there. Okay, our memory verse for next week is Romans 5:8. And for those of you that want a 3x5 card, go ahead and take one. You can write your reference on there. Romans 5:8. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And for those of you who are just coming into my class for the first time, what I do is I write the whole verse on one side of the card, and then on the back side of the card, I just write the first letter of each word.
Okay, I was wondering, I saw it on the back of the card.
Yes, the whole verse on this side, the first letter of each word in the verse on the back side.
And then do you make a song?
Yeah. No, I'm not quite that talented, but you know what, if you're able to make a song, teach it to us, because it has been proven that people remember things by songs. All I gotta do is listen to a couple notes of secular music that I grew up with, two or three notes, and all of a sudden the whole song comes back, words and all. Y'all understand? Y'all with me on that one?
If you just walk while you try to memorize, you'll add rhythm and it's like a song.
Okay.
Just walk.
Just walk?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm trying to memorize.
But God commanded. No, don't rap. Don't.
Just no. Don't try to add it. Just naturally walk.
Just walk. Just naturally walk. Okay. Yeah, there are many ways of doing it. This is just one of many. This has worked for me, and I know how hard it is for me to memorize scripture. So I figure if it works for me, it may work for you as well. And did I get all of the blank 3x5 cards back? Okay, so Romans 5:8 for next week. And let's go ahead and close with a word of prayer. And then what I would ask you to do to help me today is not only take a chair, but if you can, come back and take one of these two big tables and put that on the rack as well. This little one stays in here so that Tanya can have it for her little people afterwards. All right, let's dismiss with a word of prayer. And let's see. Would you dismiss in prayer, Gary?
Dear God, thank you so much for this study today. Thank you for the church we're in. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you do. Praise things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. You are dismissed.